Welcome to Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda, Sunday Thoughts episode edition. Sunday Thoughts are stories I've experienced in life, and I relate those stories to God's word in a way where you can understand. It's never about preaching, but a discovery in trying to find God's voice and pick up a few lessons to be learned in our daily lives. This Sunday, let's take time to reflect and think about those experiences. God's messages are often hidden in plain sight in everything that happens to us, whether good or bad. Hello, everyone. Hey, if you're hearing my voice, you know exactly what time it is. It is First Sunday, and it's time for another Sunday's Thought episode. Listen, welcome. This is the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for being here today. I talk about inspiration, motivation, wellness, and mind peacefulness here. I share experiences, advice, and knowledge to help you improve your life, as well as mine, and learn more. The content is always 100% positive, and your cheerful host on this beautiful journey, well, that would be me, Rashonda. So today's topic is, your mind can do it without your hands touching it. Your mind can do it without your hands touching it. And no, I wish I did have ESP. Don't you? Like, sometimes I wish I could just do some things in my mind and then it happens without me like being the culprit behind of why it happened. I don't know if you guys remember that movie Matilda. That is like one of my favorite movies of all times, with her and Danny DeVito. Like, I just loved her powers in that movie. Cause you know what they call it, telekinesis, where you can do things with your mind, you can move things and all this other type of stuff. Well, while that's fun, that's not what this podcast is about today. Listen, when God deals with me about something, I must be transparent because I'm not perfect. Let me say that again. I'm not perfect. I say things, think things, and have done things in the past that were not God's thoughts or even aligned with His will. He's called me to the carpet many times, and I have to say, I've been in his principal's office way more times than one should. But God is good, and we all should be thankful when he corrects and pulls out that rod to let us know when we're wrong. I said all of that to say, this is what today's podcast is all about. God gave me this word some time ago and has just now allowed me to release it. So I pray it helps you as much as it has helped me. So stay tuned. My transparency moment is coming. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, the New Living Translation states this, "But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell." First, I must say, I didn't call anyone an idiot, at least not this time. I have before, but not this time. However, if we're not careful, the things we hoard and think about people in our minds will take us straight to hell if we don't repent. Little story, last year I came home and I was backing up into my parking space. I heard my neighbor's car running. As I pulled on into my parking area, I saw her head on the other side of her vehicle. I sat for a moment as she suddenly came from around the other side of the car, rushing to get to her driver's side. Once she got into the car, she seemed to back out in a hurry. Now, just a little backstory, this isn't the first time she's hurried along when she's seen me. I've tried speaking and showing courtesy, but for some reason, it seems as though she's never interested in holding a conversation, no matter how nice I seem to be. And I just took it that she just didn't like me for some reason. But this particular day, as I took a glance at her leaving the driveway hurriedly and cornering the end of the complex, resentment filled my spirit. And I remember saying to myself, if she only knew how uninterested I am with her and what she does, the sooner she realizes that I don't give a heck about her. And yes, I said heck, I didn't curse. You know, I know you probably thought I cursed, but no, I didn't. The better off she'll be. After I curled my lips as my mind allowed those words to simmer in my brain, I didn't think any more of it nor her. I got out of the car and went inside my house. The following day, in the wee hours of the morning, I got up to go to the bathroom, and on my way back to bed, I checked my phone. It was 5:33 a.m. As I snuggled back into the bed, I looked out my bay window as I left the top blinds open, and I began to talk to God. As I proceeded to speak with Him, He brought the situation involving my neighbor and the evil thoughts I said and spoke against her in my mind. In that instance, I began to feel sorrowful for what I said. While she didn't hear what I said and would never hear it, God did. As a matter of fact, He hears every secret thing hidden in our minds and our hearts. In a sense, that's sort of scary. To know that He hears and knows our every thought and heart issue, whether we verbalize them or not. I began to tell God, "Lord, even mentally, I want to represent You in the best way possible. People may not know what I'm thinking, but God always does. Even in my thinking, when no one can hear my thoughts, I still must represent God in the best way. I ask God to forgive me for my thoughts, because the truth of the matter is this. If I say I love God, I have to love my neighbor, whether they like me or not." We forget the verses in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39, which states, Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind." And this is the kicker. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah. That scripture right there, in which was nowhere near my mind when I was butchering my neighbor in my head. Loving her was the furthest thing from my mind that I didn't want to do. While our outsides may pose a happy demeanor, we are and can be heartsick. That's like a person walking around looking and feeling good, but don't know they have walking pneumonia. According to the scripture verse, the Pharisees were glorying in the fact that they had followed Moses' law of thou shalt not kill to a T, but they missed the bigger picture of what God was saying. They may haven't killed with their hands, but within their hearts, they were plotting, scheming, and orchestrating to get rid of Jesus. So they indeed had broken the law and didn't even realize they were doing it. The Ten Commandments are laws that we should all abide by. The rich young ruler followed these laws from a child up, but when it came down to his heart, he was full of greed and couldn't fathom giving up the many possessions he gained to follow Christ. Is your body well, but your heart sick? Have you murdered anyone secretly and didn't ask for forgiveness? Are you harboring issues in your heart against someone? Maybe even someone who doesn't know you. In our hearts, we commit all types of sins and crimes. Our hands may not even do the crime, but our heart sins every day. That's the member we all have to get in order if we want to go back with the Lord. When God returns, He could care less about your body, but will your heart be clean and clear of spots, wrinkles, and blemishes to go back with Him? It's not too late to ask God for forgiveness. Repent today. Thank you. God's characteristics are found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, which are the fruits of the Spirit. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Notice the first characteristic is love. This is not displayed outwardly only, but spiritually and mentally. So, as the Capital One commercials say, let me ask you a question. What's in your heart? Listen, there's a new Sunday's Thought every first Sunday of the month. If you want something a little more than the first Sunday, you know, maybe you could be feeling like, you know what, Rashonda? I don't know about these first Sundays. You know, I really want a little more inspiration. Maybe you're saying that. I'm glad because I'm going to answer your question. So maybe, you know, maybe the first Sunday is all you want. You might be like, girl, listen, this is enough right here. I'm cool with that. But just in case you happen to be scrolling YouTube, you know, you just happen to be scrolling, you can visit my channel, Inspirations with Rashonda, to get a little more inspiration during your week. So I pray that this episode was a blessing to you. I pray you got something out of it. And if you do got some issues going on in your heart, don't be afraid to go to God and ask forgiveness for them. Maybe you thought something about somebody a long time ago. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I've killed a lot of people in my head, okay? Truth be told, all right? I'm still asking God for forgiveness for that. So, okay, I'm still a work in progress. But, you know, we can do a lot of things on this inside. And the outside is looking all nice, but honey, we is butchering up some folks, you know, with our minds and in our hearts. Take those things to God. He needs to clear that out. You know, we need to be washed of that and let God give you a spirit of forgiveness so that you can forgive the people that's wronged you. You can forgive the people that seem like they don't like you. You know, you can forgive the people that you don't even know that you got something against. Okay. I have since asked God to forgive me of, you know, my neighbor. If she never speaks to me, if she never holds a conversation with me, it doesn't even matter because it's not what she does, it's what I do. So greater is he that's in you than he that's within the world. Until next time, until next first Sunday, unless you want a little something more. But you know, anyway, be blessed and I'll talk to you. That was it for today's episode. I hope you were inspired and feel positive vibes whenever you spend some time with me, Rashonda, and the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join me next time as we dive deeper into our spiritual, mental, and physical journey. You can follow Matters of the Heart podcast on Facebook to stay tuned for what's coming next. Feel free to share the episodes while you're here. Also, stay with me by subscribing wherever your favorite music and podcast stations reside. And as always, watch your heart because its actions will follow. Thank you for listening.